I'm going to be talking about David and Goliath. Goliath was a giant Philistine warrior who was defeated by a young boy named David, the future king of Israel. There was a king named Saul, he who ruled the people of Israelites, but kept disobeying God, so God asked Samuel to find a new king. David, the youngest son of Jesse, was anointed by Samuel to be the next king of Israel. Meanwhile, Saul was still the king, but the king and the people of Israelites are not in good relationship with the people of Philistines. The Philistines and Israelites gathered for war against each other in the Valley of Elah, but Philistines has many giants living in their land, but one of the strongest and biggest giants were named Goliath. Saul, the king of Israel, and his army are afraid of Goliath. No one can come out to face the giant, but a boy named David, the youngest son of Jesse and the future king of Israel, who was sent by his father Jesse to take some food to his three brothers and report back to him, heard Goliath shouting and challenging the Israelites' army in a single combat. Saul the king approached David and said, "You can fight Goliath. You're only a boy, and he has been fighting for many years." But David said to Saul, "I have had to fight lions and bears to protect my father's sheep. It took some persuasion before King Saul finally agreed to let David fight against the giant." So David was dressed in heavy armor to protect him from Goliath, but David took it off. It was so heavy he could hardly walk, and he knew that God would keep him from harm. Instead, David went to a stream nearby and found 5 smooth stones, put them in a pouch around his waist, and with his sling, and approached Goliath. The giant cursed at him, hurling threats and insults. Goliath didn't care what David said, and he moved to attack him. David also ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him, reaching into his pouch and pulled out a stone, put it in his slingshot, and shot it at Goliath. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. He fell with a loud thud right on his face. David stood on him and cut off his head, puts the armor of Goliath in his own tent, and takes the head to Jerusalem. David had done it. He beat the giant Philistine. When the rest of the Philistines saw this, they ran away and pursued by the Israelites. And this relates to our question, because David was a little shepherd at the beginning of the story, and then he overcame his adversity and stepped up to beat Goliath. Goliath was a giant who thought he was unbeatable. Goliath's overconfidence and arrogance led to his downfall. David, on the other hand, had confidence in himself, which enabled him to kill the giant.
The part I'll be talking about is the Song of Roland. The Song of Roland is about a war between the French and the Spanish. The story begins with Ganelon, the stepfather of Roland, speaking with the king, Charlemagne, trying to trick him into traveling far away in order to get many lavish gifts. Eventually, Charlemagne gives in and begins to prepare to leave. But while he prepared to leave, Ganelon devises a plan in order to get revenge on Roland. When Charlemagne returns, he grieves the death of his men, especially Roland. Charlemagne chases the fleeing Saracens into a river where they drown. Charlemagne returns victorious, where Marsilian's wife is waiting, and when he returns, she agrees to convert to Christ. After the battle, Ganelon is brought back in chains, where he awaits his trial. Ganelon is put to death. The Song of Roland relates to our answer, because at the beginning of the story, Roland was very conceited and he had much pride, but at the end of the story, he cared for others, but it was just too late.
The story I will be talking about is The Tempest. The Tempest was written by Shakespeare. It was his last play that he ever wrote. Some historians view The Tempest as an autobiography because you can see how Shakespeare expresses how he feels about giving up on writing his plays. Shakespeare is portrayed as Prospero in some ways. In The Tempest, Prospero was the ex-Duke of Milan. His brother robbed him of his dukedom, Antonio. Prospero spends the whole story trying to get revenge on his brother. Using his magic, Prospero makes his servant Ariel crash the ship that Antonio, Alonso, Sebastian, Ferdinand, Stefano, Trinculo, and Gonzalo were riding on. Prospero has also enslaved a monster named Caliban. Prospero lives on the island with his daughter Ariel and his servant Caliban. At the beginning of the story, Prospero is set on taking revenge on his brother Alonzo and his companions. He is constantly torturing them throughout the story. He shows them fake food when they were hungry and attacks them with dogs. He even makes them believe that Ferdinand, Alonzo's son, is dead. On the backside of the main plot, Caliban is trying to get Trinculo and Stefano, two drunkards, to help him kill Prospero because he just wants to be free. Prospero sees how he has made Caliban suffer, and he has decided to give up his magic and set everyone on the island free. Prospero forgives Antonio and Alonzo for betraying him. Prospero starts out as a character who is seeking revenge and becomes a character who is able to forgive and love again. Alonzo is another character who significantly changes. After Prospero forgives him, Alonzo sees the error of his ways and asks for forgiveness and gives Prospero back his dukedom.
The Epic of Gilgamesh is a long poem that was written in the ancient times of Mesopotamia. Gilgamesh, the main character, was said to be a brave, all-knowing king that has created by the gods. He goes on an epic adventure that changes his character throughout the story. But first, I'll tell you the story of the Epic of Gilgamesh. In the beginning of it, it tells about how Gilgamesh and his friend Enkidu go off to fight a forest monster named Humbaba. Enkidu was hesitant to fight the monster, but Gilgamesh was all for it and talked his friend into tagging along. They fought the monster and won, but angered the gods by doing so. Enkidu had had a dream from the underworld talking about how angry the gods were at them for killing Humbaba. Afterwards, there was a flood and Enkidu died. Gilgamesh was very depressed about his friend's death and decided to try and gain immortality by going on a quest. After getting many ingredients to make a flower that would give him immortality, a big snake came out of the water. And took the flower and drying it away from him. As one would expect, Gilgamesh just wasn't having a very good life, but he still remained a famous and all-knowing king and brought stories from before the Great Flood. But he developed in character throughout the epic. In the beginning of the story, Gilgamesh and his friend Enkidu were going to fight Humbaba. Enkidu was reluctant, but Gilgamesh was practically dragging his friend along behind him. Gilgamesh was a very cocky character who wasn't afraid of anything and probably wasn't thinking of the results of his actions. When Enkidu died, he lost his big personality for a while before deciding to seek immortality. When that failed, Gilgamesh was a much wiser person with knowledge of the world that he didn't have before. Maybe thoughts of valuing his friends while they're still there and that one simply not dying besides his gods was impossible.